And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
And this is kind of our dead week in between Tech Ed North America and
Tech Ed Europe.
So we're getting ready to get on airplanes.
Yeah.
And head to Amsterdam.
Luckily, nothing new happened in the week of Microsoft News this week.
So it's a short show.
Of course, because we only have two massive events. And then the week before that was Meet Windows Azure, then Tech Ed US. Then during that was Learn Windows Azure. And then all of Tech Ed US, and then, which brings us to our first story.
It's a huge month. I mean, most of Europe like goes on vacation during June and July, right? So they're going to come back and be like, oh my goodness, what
has changed? What'd you guys do?
So, top story is Microsoft Surface. No, it's not a table, it's a tablet. So we were all sitting at home just like you were, and this was news to Dan and me as well. So this is big, top secret, lots of exciting news and reviews coming out about this device. We really don't have anything else to add to this because we don't have any
information. You should absolutely watch the video too, just to kind of see it in action and all the design perspective stuff that was great
to see from the team. Super hot device, and obviously from the screenshots you can tell it's going to run your Windows Metro applications, which is great. So hopefully we'll have some more news in the not too distant future. They said these devices are slated to come out soon. So yeah. That's about all we want to say about that. All we can say about that. And then the second event, of course, happening on Wednesday of this week was the Windows Phone 8.
Yeah.
So not a full disclosure.
Yeah. So this is the sneak peek at Windows Phone 8. So Joe Belfiore and team presented a number of things. And probably the first area that we want to drill into, and we want to spend some time on this because there is so much that we can talk about from the phone platform, and for developers, of course.
Right, and for the enterprise.
Yeah, so multi-core processor support.
Right.
So the ability to be able to have multi-processor. Today's phones use single processor, today's Windows phone. Piggybacking on that gives it multiple cores. And probably one of the things to just step back and say, the biggest announcement is that Windows Phone 8 will have the same core as Windows 8.
Right.
So what that means for application developers is there's a lot of reusability between Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8, mm-hmm. which is a great story for our platform. And you're seeing a lot of stories saying, wow, of course that makes sense to be able to align those platforms.
Right.
There's a lot of features here, bigger, sharper screens, flexible storage. You can actually have removable SD cards, something that a lot of people have been asking for.
Right. Near field communication, so you can enable those bump scenarios.
I definitely love that IE10 and a number of things around our wallet. So the things, for example, for credit cards, boarding passes, like the fact that it can say have your American Airlines group package and all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Even deals with Groupon and so on.
Right. Right. And a lot of stuff for developers as well.
And, well, the other cool one is that a lot of people have been talking about is the Nokia Maps.
Oh, my gosh. I love these Nokia Maps.
So we got to talk about that one.
The hot thing about these Nokia Maps, I'm going to Amsterdam next week, and, you know, I maybe won't have a data plan. I might buy a SIM card, but let's say that I didn't have a data plan.
Mm-hmm.
All I need to do is download the app of Amsterdam. It can still take advantage of my phone's built-in GPS, and I can still use that to get around without necessarily being tethered all the time to a data plan. So I love that, and the fact that they're taking the Nokia Maps platform, which a lot of people love, and bringing that to all Windows Phone 8 devices is just hot.
Yeah, I mean, offline is so huge, especially when you're traveling like that, and making it available for everyone and for app developers
as
well.
Exactly.
Which brings us to the app developers, and probably one of the biggest things is native code support. So talking C, C++ support, and probably the most interesting area and where we're seeing this is on those applications that require a lot of processing, like games. And the fact that we're partnering, what you see on the right side is actually a screenshot of the Havok Vision Engine running inside of Windows Phone. So
amazing.
You should check out the Windows Phone Summit. Again, it was streamed on Channel 9, and it's pretty awesome. And again, we're talking full support for DirectX game development, and you're going to see a lot of those middleware companies say, yes, we support Windows Phone 8.
Right. And what they're saying is they're teasing here, saying later in the summer they'll have the developer tools for Windows Phone 8. So and those are going, they're saying that that's going to work with Visual Studio 2012. So that's awesome. A lot of people have been waiting for that, myself included.
Yeah. Couple other things is the other big one is the integrated internet calling. So the fact if you are a developer, a system integrator that has some sort of service. Like the classic example would be if we hadn't bought Skype, by making this available, Skype or any third-party voice over IP system can actually plug in and feel as native as regular landline calls do.
Oh, got it.
So that's a new extension point that developers that we haven't seen traditionally on phones, and I think that's a really interesting one for developers as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. And then finally for the enterprise here, got a lot of really good, nice stuff here. First of all, in the security space, they're not calling it BitLocker, but this device encryption, it looks a lot like what BitLocker offers, where you can just encrypt everything on your device, and that way if your phone is stolen, people aren't going to necessarily be able to steal your data there. And then the UEFI support that we've seen come
for Secure Boot, sure.
For Secure Boot, just to make sure that people can't, override your firmware or anything like that. So that's really nice.
And then the feature I'm most excited about is the company hub and apps. So companies can actually create their own phone hub for, and you think about this as inside of Microsoft, this is a screenshot of what Microsoft IT would look like, but you could imagine having an area for, like almost for developers, having a series of developer utilities that you could imagine, or within your own work group. So
right.
Like for us, we'd have the This Week on Channel 9 app.
Yep.
And that would be personal to us, and it would just be within Teams, and people can manage that and a number of things around there. So,
and don't forget the remote management. So IT departments can make sure that you've got the latest apps for doing your expense reports, or they can set security policies and all that stuff. So so really making Windows Phone 8 a very, very good looking phone for businesses to take advantage of.
Yeah, definitely a lot of cool stuff going on there.
So, of course, we mentioned that TechEd North America took place last week, and if you haven't noticed, all of those sessions are now on Channel 9. So so I did a couple sessions. You did a very highly rated session with a couple guys on your team on Coding for Fun.
Yeah, so unfortunately, Brian Peek couldn't be there for a personal reason, but we actually had Rick Barraza jump in, change the slides a little bit,
nice.
And he did great. So. Our talk went well, and we'll be talking about this later, but we're going to do the same talk at TechEd Europe, since
great.
A lot of that content is there. So
great.
Should be fun stuff. But I think the key thing is a lot of these videos are available. Some, I think, are still being approved or something like that.
Right.
But, there's always those edge cases where people email us.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think most of the content should be available now.
Yeah, it's awesome. You can spend the rest of the summer just going through all that stuff. Something like 400 sessions.
Yeah, exactly.
So here we have a friend of the show. His name, I'm going to botch this name, Dan, but it's
Joni
Hicknemi. He, you might remember him. He actually presented or put together a .NET 4.5 poster several months back, and he's done it again with Windows Azure. So he put together this really nice poster. I think you're on the wrong slide there.
Oh.
He put together this nice poster that you can use to learn all about the new Windows Azure that was announced on June 7th. So whether that's Azure websites and the new VM roles and big data and Windows Azure Active Directory and all this stuff, just kind of give you that top-down view so you can start taking advantage of that. And then along with that, we also have the new version of the Azure Training Kit as well. So this is where you can get down and dirty and start playing with the new Windows Azure virtual machines and websites, and just a ton of content that you can go through here to explore what's new in Azure.
Yeah, there's a ton of stuff. And again, I would say for people interested in learning Azure, definitely check out the Learn Windows Azure, which was part of TechEd Europe, and it was almost like a track.
So some track, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Scott Guthrie had some presentations. Mark Rusinovich had some presentations. Really, really good stuff there.
Yeah. Also, on that note, actually, I forgot to mention, Windows Phone 8, there's new sessions that were announced for TechEd Europe. So if you're going to be at TechEd Europe,
that's
you can go
right.
check those out now. So
that's kind of the advantage, I guess, of going second.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's this, Brian?
So testing for continuous deployment with Visual Studio 2012 RC. So really, that's a long name. Basically, what this amounts to is that I've been evangelizing our testing tools in Visual Studio for a long, long time, ever since we first announced them. So this is Microsoft Test Manager. This is Lab Management. A lot of really good stuff for doing like coded UI testing. I've talked about in the past. The number one question I always get asked is, where is the P&P, the Patterns and Practices style guidance for best practices, how to use these tools?
Mm.
I talk a lot about the mechanics of how they work, but how do you apply them? What are the best practices, the anti-patterns?
Brian showed me the file new project, so I know what's there.
Exactly.
But he also covered six other things.
How do I use this?
Yes, exactly.
So this is the first of Patterns and Practices attempting to address that space. It's a brand new guide. I know they're coming out with with ebooks that you can get this in. But right now, all the guidance is online. A lot of really good stuff that you can use to go from lab management all the way down to manual testing and coded UI tests. So proud of those guys. A lot of really good team members worked on that. And then the other thing that we announced that was kind of lost in the noise last week, I think, is that the Team Foundation service preview is now public. And what we did before is you had you could sign up for the service, but only if you had an invite.
The magic code, yes.
Exactly. So you
could
sign up.
It was like Willy Wonka.
It was like the old Gmail sign up, right?
So I could sign up because I knew you.
Right, and then you could invite somebody else. And so now what we're saying is that in order to use TFS preview, you no longer have to have any friends. Basically, is what we're getting to.
Finally, those friendless people can sign up. That's
exactly.
A great, great way to pitch it.
Yeah. So tfspreview.com, and also you may have seen that we've mapped the TFS capabilities into the Azure capabilities that were announced. So you can set up a full continuous integration, continuous deployment. So you can say something like, hey,
who's
check
the best
in this
person,
code,
like now that we have the Tech in North America talks, what's the one talk you would point people to that actually went through that? Do you know it off the top of your head?
Oh gosh, I can't remember who delivered it. It's either Jamie Cool or Chris Patterson, but we'll get you a link in there that goes deep on that. Scott Guthrie, of course, showed it in the keynote. But those guys went deep on it in another talk that I'm forgetting the name. So we'll make a note in the show notes there.
Awesome.
Not to put me on the spot or anything.
Not to put you on the spot, but tell me every session code. I need the code.
What's the command line syntax?
What is the command line syntax for Raspberry Pi?
Raspberry Pi. Have you seen these Raspberry Pi devices?
No.
So they're like ARM devices about the size of a credit card that run a flavor of Linux. I think it's Ubuntu or something like that.
Ubuntu?
Oh, no, it's Debian. It's Debian squeeze image.
Debian?
I'm not a Linux guy. Debian. Okay. All right, yeah. So I'm going to get a lot of mails about
this. No, I'm sure half are going to say pro Brian, pro Dan.
Exactly. Jennifer Aniston for the win. Anyway, Martin Woodward, friend of the show, he went out and he bought one of these devices, $25, and in a few minutes he managed to get all of his Team Explorer Everywhere SDK and tools installed so that he can actually start talking to TFS straight from these Raspberry Pi devices. So
hilarious.
Now he's now like, now what do I do with this now that I've actually set it up? But he's thinking about wiring this up to an HDMI output and like having a continuous task board or something that's just kind of a monitor on the side.
Martin's great. I just feel like let's make sure to keep it in a positive energy so he's not, like hacking you or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I have Brian Keller in my trunk now. What do I do?
So, .NET Framework Repair Tool.
Yeah, so I love this. Now, what happens is sometimes people uninstall things or certain parts. You go to add or remove programs. There's a ton of things in there, especially if you have Visual Studio. If you're crazy, you could actually have, let's try and go through this. Visual Studio 2008. Four flavors of Visual Studio Express 2008, Visual Studio 2010, four flavors of Visual Studio 2010.
Okay, we get
and
the
all
point.
The RC.
Lots of stuff, right?
You have 16. Yeah, your add or remove programs could be crazy. Maybe you hit the wrong one.
Yep.
Something. Your other applications, your other .NET Framework applications, aren't working.
And then you got the desktop profile, the client profile. I mean.
Yeah. So what you want to do is be able to have one tool that basically looks at everything.
Fix it.
Fixes it, and that's what that Microsoft .NET Framework tool does.
That's
so
great.
Simple, when you need it, you know that it's there.
Great, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And also, we don't talk a lot about contests this week on Channel 9 just because there's a lot out there, but if there's one contest that we do want to talk about, it's the Imagine Cup. And the Imagine Cup is just full of inspirational projects that students from around the world create. And this year is no exception. And now what they're running is the People's Choice Awards, where you get to go out and you get to vote on your favorite projects out there. And I think it's really interesting to see some of the trends out there. Something like 20% of all these projects are using Windows 8 already, and they're creating some nice Metro-style UIs.
Right. So some Kinect in there?
Two-thirds of the projects make use of Kinect to some extent, and then
as of right now, Mexico's number one. I think they're using Kinect.
Oh, nice. And then 62% of all the finalists are using Windows Phone as part of the solution. So just really great to see a lot of the innovation these kids come out with. And they're not just like, hey, let's build a better game. They're like, hey, let's build something that's going to help handicapped people in, Rwanda to connect with the marketplace, whatever. Like, it's just really inspirational. They identify the problem, and they go out, and they use technology to go, make it better. It's great.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So, and that actually brings us to our Picks of the Week.
Picks of the Week. So, my Pick of the Week This is self-promotional, I know, but I am like a proud father today. I'm really excited to finally be able to talk about two books I've been working on, and these are the follow-up books to the last set of books I worked on, which is Professional Application Lifecycle Management with Visual Studio 2012 and Professional Team Foundation Server 2012. So the one is the ALM books, really to cover the end-to-end ALM capabilities in Visual Studio 2012 and TFS, and then the TFS one goes really deep if you're a TFS administrator or someone who just needs to do some advanced configuration exercises with that.
Great. I need something to fall asleep to, so this is going to be great. Not the woodwork chapters. Those are
awesome. Yeah.
Those are a cliffhanger. Oh, where's it going to go? Ah.
Thanks. All right. Now let's hear your pick of the week so I can crap all over that one.
Okay. So both of us are going to be at Tech Ed Europe. So definitely come check us out. We are going to have our boxing robots there and available. Now, we actually, Brian will hopefully we'll try and get you around. We're going to have Channel 9 Live there. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing a bunch of interviews with Channel 9 Live. We're going to have our boxing robots. We're both giving sessions. And at some point of unknown date and time, you and I need to do a rematch.
Oh, yes. Apparently, me owning you in the first Tech Ed North
owning
America
you,
robot
I,
competition
that middle,
wasn't enough.
That middle match probably should have been mine, but that's okay. That's okay.
Probably so. Could have, should have, didn't. Yeah. Yeah.
At least I didn't lose to a girl on my first one. So we did a best of three.
Yeah.
And Brian won 2 out of 3, and I think we need a rematch.
But it's not just us. If you're going to be at Tech Ed Europe next week, you can come down. Surprisingly, a lot of people like to hang out and watch. They don't actually like to get in the ring and
I think some people are embarrassed,
a little intimidated.
Yeah, exactly.
So please step on up, and we'll see you at Tech Ed Europe. And actually, coming back, there won't be a show the following week. It's 4th of July week, so and Greg's daughter is getting married, so he won't be able to help us out.
Congrats to Greg.
We'll be back the following week.
Thanks.
Thank you.